Philosophy for Real Life. Episode: The Weight of Knowing You Could Do More. You know that feeling when you're lying in bed at night, and instead of sleep, what arrives is a quiet inventory of everything you didn't do. Not the failures exactly, but the gaps. The book you didn't write. The friend you didn't call. The version of yourself that remains perpetually theoretical. There's a particular kind of exhaustion that comes not from doing too much, but from carrying the weight of our own unlived potential. The Stoic philosopher Epictetus had something genuinely useful to say about this particular form of self-torture. He made a deceptively simple distinction that changed how his students understood their own suffering. He said we must separate what is up to us from what is not up to us. But here's where it gets interesting. Epictetus would argue that outcomes are never fully up to us. What's up to us is effort, intention, choice in this present moment. Think of it like a gardener. A gardener can prepare the soil, plant the seeds, water faithfully, and protect against frost. But she cannot make the sun shine. She cannot command the rain. She cannot force a seed to become what it was meant to become. Her job is the tending, not the outcome. And here's the liberation in that. Her worth as a gardener isn't measured by the size of her harvest, but by the quality of her attention to what was actually within her power. When we torture ourselves with could-do-more thinking, we're essentially holding ourselves responsible for the harvest, while forgetting we don't control the weather. We imagine a theoretical self with unlimited energy, perfect circumstances, no competing obligations, no grief, no illness, no simple human need for rest. We compare our actual lives against a fiction. Epictetus would gently point out that this fantasy self doesn't exist. What exists is you, here, now, with these specific constraints, these particular resources, this one wild and precious day. So here's something to try. When that familiar weight settles on your chest tonight, ask yourself one question. Not, what should I have done? But what was actually within my power today, given everything that was true about today? Be honest about the everything, the fatigue, the unexpected phone call, the fact that you are a human being and not a productivity algorithm. You may find that the gap between your theoretical and actual self shrinks considerably when you account for reality. Epictetus left us with this: make the best use of what is in your power and take the rest as it happens. Perhaps the most radical thing we can do is accept that we are not infinite, that our finitude isn't failure, that showing up imperfectly to an imperfect day might be exactly enough. Until tomorrow.